Tennessee Republican Bill Haslam joined several other governors Monday in calling to suspend the resettlement of Syrian refugees. They say a longer wait will give the federal government more time to review its security procedures and to screen potential refugees. But governors might not have much power to turn them away. Over the past year, about 30 Syrian refugees have been resettled in Tennessee. That number had been expected to grow to a few hundred over the next 12 months. Holly Johnson, director of Catholic Charities Tennessee Office of Refugees, says they pose no security risk.
So those are people that are already in very vulnerable situations. So making them wait longer, I don't think is the right thing to do, just as, you know, people taking care of people. I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Johnson says potential refugees are already screened for 18 to 24 months before being allowed into the United States, far longer than in other countries. That's an important point. The calls for a freeze are rooted in reports that one of the attackers in Paris last weekend may have sneaked into Europe alongside Syrian migrants. But Tennessee officials don't seem to have much legal authority to call for a halt, says Vanderbilt Law School's Ingrid Wirth.
There have been a variety of challenges by states to federal immigration policy, and the United States Supreme Court has uniformly upheld the power of the federal government to control both naturalization and immigration.
Resettlement authorities do consider how welcoming a community will be before placing refugees there. But Wirth adds the administration can't just listen to state officials who don't want refugees.
It's not good policy for the United States to say that we won't even take a very small fraction of the number of people who have been displaced.
Without shouldering some of the refugee load, Wirth says, it'll be tough to get Europeans' cooperation in Syria and elsewhere in the Middle East. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.